Welcome to the LBM Journal Sales Podcast, hosted by Rick Davis, the premier sales trainer and consultant in the construction supply industry. In each episode, Rick and guests explore what it takes to genuinely succeed, not just in sales and business, but in life.
Thanks for joining our podcast, folks. Rick Davis here, and today I am speaking with John Perna, the president of Hamilton Building Supply, a LBM Dealer of the Year. So congratulations on that, John.
Thank you for that.
Thanks for being here, my friend.
Oh, thanks for having me. Excited to be a part of the program.
No, I'm thrilled to have you. You know, we had the chance to talk prior to this session. I'm blown away by your business model. But the thing I want to get to first is, I'm going to say this wrong. Juniata.
Yeah. Small little.
Go ahead. Tell us about being a 4-year letterman on the Juniata football team, brother.
Well, you know, I played football in high school and I ended up going to a small little Division II college out in Pennsylvania called Seton Hill University and spent a year there. And then I transferred over to Juniata, which was a smaller school, Division III. But I played football all 3 years there, 4 years in total, and played outside linebacker and had a lot of fun doing it. Played against teams like Muhlenberg and Ursinus, Johns Hopkins. But, you know, learned a lot about teamwork and leadership there. Still very, very avid football fan nowadays, pro and college.
Well, what I love now is I didn't know this about you, that you played linebacker, you were a defensive guy, and the defensemen always have the messiest lockers. They just want to go crush and kill, and it's the offense that's organized, but you're such an organized guy. Do you agree with that assessment I just made there?
You know, it's funny. Our quarterback had a pretty messy locker too, and he was the offensive guy. And it really depends on the person. You know, I'm a little bit OCD, so my locker was naturally pretty clean. My stall was good. Some of my other guys, they not so clean. So,
well, if it makes you feel any better, I looked up the Juniata football schedule for this year. They're not having a very good year, and they could use you on defense this year. They're really struggling. They've given up more than 30 points a game and lost to Susquehanna by a pretty sound margin as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, we had struggled a few years there, and they're trying to get the program right. They just got a new coach, which is pretty exciting, who actually came over from Muhlenberg, which has always been a powerhouse in Division III. So hopefully they're going to turn it around.
Love it. What was the first job you ever had, my friend?
First job I ever had was working at Hamilton Building Supply in the lumber yard, helping customers through the lumber yard, loading trucks, loading vans, and worked there in the summers during high school. And I did so really because I loved being outside. I was a football player in high school. So, the aspect of being outside, lifting wood, lifting heavy things, it was all very appealing to me. And then I'd go work out in the afternoon with the football team. And that was it. That's when I started my first job there.
And it was a family affair back then for you, correct? Yeah.
Yeah. Keith Coleman is my stepfather. Mm-hmm. Known him for a very long time, probably since I was about 5 years old. And he and his two other brothers, Kip and Kim Coleman, we're all co-owners in the business at the time when I first started out at Hamilton. And since I had started out and as the years went on, Kip had retired as well as Kim pursuing other interests. And that left Keith as the sole owner of the company.
Yeah, I'd like folks to know that, John, like so many of us, he ended up in this business completely by accident. Nobody ever asked to be in the business. We just kind of fall into it. But he didn't just ride the coattails of family privilege. He got out of the business for a while. He went to Benjamin Updike, worked his way up there to become the national sales manager, had other jobs. And then it was just a call from the company that said, we need you to come back. And he's become the president with a sales focus. And what I really loved and the reason I wanted to get you on this program, I really liked your focus that it's architectural sales products. Talk a little bit about your sales vision.
Sales vision. So there are hundreds of thousands of products in our industry, all of them varying in degree of difficulty. We sell a lot of lumber, we sell a lot of commodities, but the most critical projects of really any residential building or commercial building is in the details, and it's the millwork, it's the windows and the doors. Those are the projects that have big dollars tied to them, and they have to be exact. They have to be right. Measurements are critical. Specifications are critical. It's so important that we have our eyes on those specifications and the detail so that we're meeting the requirements of the architect, the builder, and the property owner. So yeah, our focus as a sales organization is detail first. Architectural millwork, getting window details, door details, and all the other millwork aspects correct all along the way, and making sure that we can provide value by lessening the detail burden on the customer side.
Or making business easy.
Yeah, pretty much. Exactly. If our customers find that it's easy to deal business with us, then we're going to be working with them a lot more in the future.
Yeah, you know, I come from a window background, so I get it. And I think that's exactly what you've done. You guys are intense in millwork, exterior, interior millwork, mm-hmm. windows and doors, all the millwork department, which is a lot of moving parts where a lot of things go wrong, right?
Absolutely.
How do you make sure it's going right, my brother? How do you do that? Because you have some great systems in place. What do you do?
Well, first and foremost, we have a very talented team who's very well experienced in architectural millwork. All of them have a deep background in those product categories. Second part of that is process. We want to make sure that we make process very easy on the sales side. So that way we go from selling to our customers to identifying the details that are worth specifying to actually putting them into production, that we have all of the details covered and there's no ambiguity or there's no points that are missed that create errors. So it's very important for us to make sure that we're checking all the boxes necessary for us to get the details right.
Yeah. One of the things you talked about, I love this. You have a very collaborative, use the word. Mm-hmm. When I first met you, you said we have a very collaborative approach to selling.
Absolutely.
Yeah, what does that mean to you? Because you've got inside and outside salespeople. How do you make them work together? How do you make this collaborative approach work?
Yeah. So just like any other sales organization where you have an outside team and an inside team, we have the same aspect. It's our architectural sales associates who represent our outside sales force. We call them architectural sales associates because, again, they're focused on millwork first, commodities second. We want to sell commodities, certainly, but our focus is on getting the architectural millwork details right up front. So our architectural sales associates collaborate with our inside sales associates who do a lot of the blocking and tackling and management of the process from the specification side of selling to getting the details into the quoting tools that we have, into our ERP system, and then placing orders. So it's a constant back and forth and collaborative effort between our architectural sales associates and our inside sales associates to get the details specified, get them right, and get them ordered correctly. So that way our customer doesn't have any hiccups or any other issues on the job site coming forth.
I'd love our listeners to picture for themselves a triangle. And the triangle includes, I love the way you said that the property owner, it could be a municipality, it could be a golf course, it could be an individual, a couple building their dream home. So you've got the contractor, you've got the architect designer, and you've got the property owner, and you complete the triangle with a sales team
right
in the middle, and you've incentivized your inside salespeople. Do you mind sharing a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's a little bit unique. Rick, as you alluded to, I had spent time away from Hamilton, and I got the opportunity to come back to Hamilton as president. one of the things that I saw needed to be changed up front when I came back to Hamilton was the compensation structure for all sales associates. Our inside sales associates were compensated on an individual commission basis, which is a great way of incentivizing just about any type of sales associate, but you don't necessarily get the results that you want by using that compensation system, by having an individual commission. So to encourage a collaborative environment, I instituted a team incentive to where our inside sales associates would earn a team incentive on a monthly basis for sales, overall sales target, and for overall gross profit target. If one or both of those targets were met, they got their incentive. And by having it set up this way, it allows our architectural sales associates who are incentivized by an individual commission to go out and sell their piece, but it also engages our inside sales associates to be attuned to the overall sales figures and gross profit figures within our company. So it wasn't just related to their own sales. It was also related to the architectural sales. It's also related to our cabinetry division sales. Any specialty aspect of our company is tied into the overall sales figure, and that's what our inside team is incentivized upon. So it's definitely a good tool for engaging those folks to share the work that they get. Say if a customer brings on an opportunity to quote windows, doors, lumber, and millwork, one person on the inside team doesn't have to do all that work. They can break it up between other associates. They can certainly take the lead for that customer, but they don't have to feel like they need to get all the work done. So it allows for a more efficient process for quoting all the aspects of the project.
At the LBM Strategies Conference we hosted a couple of years ago, when we could actually meet before the COVID, I did a group presentation of a facilitated dialogue with some leaders in our industry, some sales leaders. And I talked about something called the concierge model, where the concierge is like that, the person at the hotel, they greet you, they meet you and all the other stuff. And then they help facilitate your restaurant reservation or, you know, tickets to the ball game or whatever it might be. They don't take you to the ball game. They don't cook your meal. They don't rent the bikes for you, but they tell you where to get these things. And I feel like you've really done that, where your outside architectural representatives are like, gatekeeper is the wrong word, but hosts, concierge leaders, that they bring these opportunities to the different departments and you've established this collaboration. Is that a good description of it to you?
Yeah, our selling process is very consultative.
Yeah.
We don't focus so much on the transaction as much as we do. We want to be a part of the entire project. We want to be that added layer of consultancy so that way our customers know that there's another expert available to help move the project along. And that's the approach that we take. We know that as far as our customers are concerned, a lot of the builders that we work with are narrowing the size of their overall company, reducing the headcount so that they can remain profitable and grow going forward from a project basis. So we know that there's an opportunity for us to offer that added layer of consultative selling and really be an advocate for their business. Well, so that's the approach that we take.
Yeah, we've reached the age of the subcontractor. My company has three employees, but I've got this graphic design division. I've got a website, you know, division that's not my, but, and that's what you guys have done. You're an integral part of their companies. One of the things that I think is probably remarkable, and we didn't talk about this before. I think one of the dumbest things that came out of the Industrial Revolution was paying people for time. You get paid by the hour. If you do a good job or a lousy job, doesn't really matter. Punch a clock, show up.
Right.
What have you seen in terms of not just productivity, but even enthusiasm, both productivity and enthusiasm, emotional engagement as a result of your shift to this this model?
You know, everybody genuinely wants to be a part of something that's growing, something that's bigger than themselves. And I feel like by having that team energy lends itself to every individual feeling that they're a part of something that's bigger than themselves. And that creates the engagement, that creates the positive attitude. But it also, you can't always achieve that if your company itself is not willing to grow too. And so we know as a general company philosophy, we want to grow. We want to get better at what we're doing. We want to continue to serve our existing customers as well as we can. Mm-hmm. We want to find opportunities where we're not providing any value, whether it's for a certain product or service, and we want to add value there. And we also want to engage new customers in various parts of our market. And generally, our sales team is behind that. They're behind that initiative. And, you know, they're excited about the things that are coming forth, and they like the fact that they get to work with a team to do so.
Would you mind if I ask about what percentage of your sales are lumber and, you know, commodity materials like that?
It's a good question. I'd say our lumber sales are generally about 17 to 20% of our overall sales.
Now, this is why I asked the question, listeners. Talk a little bit about your lumber program, the grade of lumber you're using, and how you sell that lumber. This is one of my favorite parts of your whole story, my friend.
Yeah. So as a lumber and building material supplier, we're not typical in that we just don't swing a lot of lumber. It's not a significant portion of our sales. Like I know some other dealers, maybe 35 or 40% of sales. We supply a number two kiln dry Doug fir that's a premium grade. So beyond it being just kiln dry Doug fir, it's also it's pulled out as premium. So we get a lot less wain, a lot less bark, very consistent material. It's beautiful stuff, but it's a little bit more expensive. We supply it because our remodeling contractors really enjoy working with the material. There's a lot less waste on the job site. And some of our custom home builders like working with the material as well. We're not going to win every lumber package with this type of material. Just the pricing tends to put us out of reach for some of the other customers where we just can't be aggressive enough. But that's okay, because the customers that really want to work with this material are happy to do so. And we're happy to supply it. Again, it gets us onto a project where we really want to sell a lot more of the millwork, the windows and doors, and other aspects of the project.
Yeah, as a consultant to numerous lumber and building materials dealer in my career, I can tell you said 30%, many of them, it's more than 50% of their sales are lumber, and they're in bidding wars. And of course, at the time of this recording, we're seeing prices at record levels and volatility like we've never seen before. It's unheard of. It's a lumber crisis of biblical proportions, if there is such a thing.
Absolutely.
And yet your people embrace not only the fact that they're buying at the highest possible level, but the high grade because it's part of the package and there's a dependability and they're able to pass those costs on to their customers is what I'm hearing. Right.
Sure. Absolutely. The savviest builders know how to pass that cost on. And if they feel comfortable working with the product, they know that there's efficiencies in the time that they save. There's no question about it. Our number one goal is to allow or enable our customers to be more profitable. And we want to supply the value, the service, and the products to enable them to do so. We feel that supplying a higher grade of lumber can do that for them.
Yeah. Well, by the way, everybody should take something into consideration. The brands that Hamilton Lumber Supply shares and sells are the same as everybody else in the marketplace. So that's not the differentiator. They can buy the same product for anybody, but you guys bring something different to the table by helping your customers become more profitable, John. DMSI provides a complete line of business software and mobile apps for LBM dealers. Their Agility ERP system manages every stage of order fulfillment, from online sales and accounting to inventory control and delivery. DMSI's Building Results CRM is designed specifically for the construction products industry. It helps sales teams grow their pipelines and achieve predictable future results. DMSI is an independent, family-owned company known for strong customer partnerships and unparalleled service. Visit DMSI.com to learn more.
First and foremost, we're a single location operator. We have a 9-acre facility, a warehouse on site. All of our inventory is centrally located. I know there's other dealers out there that have one or two or multiple locations, and that just creates more overhead. They're moving inventory across locations and requiring transfers and things like that. Again, depending upon your scale, it's a necessity. For us, though, it's an opportunity from a cost standpoint. The external value that we're driving with our customers, though, is really our fast delivery, our responsiveness, and our speed and accountability with our customers. We started a program about a year and a half ago called HBS Select, and that was essentially our version of Amazon Prime. We said, okay, we know that our delivery is very strong and we want our best customers to realize it. And in doing so, our best customers that participate in the program, they get the free delivery, they get it quickly, and they also get free returns. Customers that choose not to participate in the program, they're still going to get fast delivery. There's no question about that. They just pay a small fee for delivery. Mm-hmm. If they want to return material, they pay a small fee for returns. Again, there's a cost of doing business to offer that sort of level of delivery service. So for a very reasonable fee for HBS Select, customers can join in for the year and they get free delivery and free returns. And then they'll also get an incentive on their purchases as well. And again, that incentive piece, that plays into our initiative where we want our customers to be profitable when they work with us. Rebates and yearly incentives based on purchases is a critical aspect of every lumber dealer's business. We rely on the rebates to drive our bottom line profit. There's no reason why our builders are any different. It's a B2B business that we're in, and our builders should be able to work with dealers that enable that sort of rebate, which is based on purchase and it's based on account growth. So we have that system in place as well.
Have you tracked your customer rate of retention dollar-wise, like from 1 year to the next? Have you ever tracked that just out of curiosity?
We looked at it a couple different ways. We always look at our top 100 customers and we look at growth year over year. Especially last year in 2020 through the pandemic, we looked at our top 100 and what we've realized is that about 2/3 of our customers grew from 1 year from 2019 to 2020, which is great. So that means that we have a good consortium of customers who are very committed to us and they want to grow their businesses with us.
Wow, that's really wonderful. I have found that on average, the rate of attrition is about 15% of your basic core business. So if you guys are growing in general, that's a powerful statement about your Select program. Yeah, mm-hmm. Wonderful. Wonderful. This has been a great talk with John Perner, president of Hamilton Building Supply. We've got one last issue to resolve, and that's the fact that John got his MBA at Villanova University, where a lot of my wife's relatives went to school. And we met each other. My Michigan Wolverines met you guys in the finals a couple of years ago, and you handed us our hats.
That's right. Yeah, the finals a couple of years ago, our team actually, they handed hats to a lot of different teams along the way.
Yeah, they were the class of the year for sure. Well, I'm hoping we get a rematch somewhere in the Final Four, Michigan and Villanova this year. John, boy, you are really a leader today in our industry, and I expect you folks on this call will be hearing a lot more about John Perna in the future and Hamilton Building Supply. Thank you, my friend, for taking the time to be with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, right on. I sure hope you're enjoying the content that we deliver in these LBM Journal podcasts. If you're liking them, then you'll like more information you can get at my online learning platform, Building Leaders 24/7, the sales learning platform exclusively designed for the construction products industry. There, you will find content for every member of your organization, how to build a better customer experience, how to communicate better with your internal customers and teammates. You'll see courses on selling effectively to builders and architects and the various audiences of our industry. Ultimately, it is a website and a platform that helps you increase the profitability for your company. And if you are an executive or a manager for that company, you will have the ability to assign courses and track progress of your members. So for more information on the state-of-the-art sales learning platform for our industry today, visit buildingleaders.com or just email me, rickdavis@buildingleaders.com. We're here to help and drive you to fearless sales leadership.